Second, meaning is contextual. If you change the context, you often change the meaning. And last, meaning requires reader competency. Texts constructed as literature have their own ways of expressions, or sometimes we say styles. And the more we know of them, the more we can understand the text. Consequently, there is, in regard to the question of meaning, the matter of reader competency, as it is called, the experience and knowledge of comprehending literary texts. Your professors might insist that you practice and improve competency in reading, and they might also insist that you interpret meaning in the context of the whole work. But you may have to learn other competencies too. For instance, in reading Mulk Raj Anand's The Untouchables, you might have to learn what the social structure of India was like at that time, what traditions of writing were in practice in India in the early 1930s, what political, cultural, and personal influences Mulk Raj Anand came under when constructing the imaginative world of this short novel. Okay, you may see that this idea that meaning requires competency in reading, in fact, brings us back to the historically situated understandings of an author and his works, as we mentioned earlier in this lecture, to different conventions and ways of reading and writing, and to the point that meaning requires a negotiation between cultural meanings across time, culture, class, etc. As readers, you have in fact acquired a good deal of competency already, but you should acquire more. The essential point of this lecture is that meaning in literature is a phenomenon that is not easily located, that meaning is historical, social, and derived from the traditions of reading and thinking and understanding of the world that you are educated about. Thank you for your attention.